Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will count. yesterday was the 33rd day of the Omer.
Monica.
And the good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
We'll first connect to the energy of certainty after we do the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud could shabri hu ishkinte bitchilu urhibo ukilu udhilu urhibo. Layakta l'shem yud hei bovadchem, v'yichuda shalim b'shalim kol Yisrael, l'imud Torah mitzvah, l'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino am Adonai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunanei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar, v'kama atar, taneinan d'kudcha, v'rishu koma d'yaved, Leila witata kolayu kishot biovada kishot leila bimila bialma divaye barnash badach yaleya mineya ulam haga beya kolana tehakuru ovada. He showed inun Nikolai Spirit. He Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom liami li Israel untati wishakam takta willo yergas od willo yosifu vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. Counting the Omer. We'll start with step two, which is the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yigmor Beadi Adonai Yohe Wahe. Hazdecha le'olam ma'aseh yadicha el tereh. Psalm 57:3. Ikra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor alai. Vaeresh mitboseset b'madayish b'damayish v'yomar lach b'damayish chayi v'yomar lach b'damayish chayi. Psalm 104, 1 and 2. Parki nafshi et Adonai Yohewahe Elohim Yohewahe Elohai Gadalta Meod Hod Vehadar Lavashta O Teor Kesalma No Teshemayim Kairia. Step 3 is the blessing itself. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Yudhevapeh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer Hayom arba avid ushloshim yom la omer shehem arba shavuot v'shisha yamim. Today is the 34th day of the Omer, which is 4 weeks and 6 days. The number 34 connects to the Hebrew word dal, dalid lamed. And dal has the meaning of lack, of poorness. It's a vessel that is unfulfilled. Which character traits that we have within us, that we act upon in all the time, is because we're unfulfilled. And how can we change that character trait so we become more fulfilled? Harataman hu yachadzir avodat Beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm, and we will be studying more of that tomorrow morning in our 7 a.m. West Coast time psalms class. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yachamenu bivarkenu. Yair panav itanu selah. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha, v'kol goyim yoshuatecha. Amim, yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu v'raninu, Tishpot amim mishor leumim ba'aretz tanhem sela. The letter, the 34th letter, is the Lamed in Ulmim. The Lamed is both a letter and a word. As a letter, it is the only letter in the Hebrew alphabet that goes above the line. It is formed from a kaf and a vav. All of this indicates a channel to and from Hashem. In what way do you need to change your actions to have a better connection to Hashem? In what way can you be a better channel from Hashem, a better connection to and from Hashem? Ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha. Yoducha is the 34th word, and Yoducha means thankfulness, appreciation, and so forth. So what are you thankful about? Do you appreciate the things that are not in your consciousness right now? Can you help yourself to be more conscious of these things? It is better to appreciate rather than feel the lack of something. Amin kulam, eretz natna yevula yevarkenu. Elohim, Eloheinu, Yivarkenu, Elohim v'yiru, Oto kol afse aretz. The Anabekoach will stop at the sixth word. In the fifth verse. Anabekoach gedulat yemincha tatir terurah. Alavet Gimel Yitak Sabi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Taharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehud Ha Kivavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sitkacham Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Zavitav Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berotucha Na'el Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. The first letter of the sixth word is an ayin. The letter ayin is both a letter and a word. Without letter substitution, the word ayin with an ayin means an eye. With letter substitution, the word ayin with an aleph means nothingness, ein. Are you prepared to become nothing in your service, in your spiritual work? What do you have to change about yourself to become nothingness? Do you want to become nothingness? Are you willing to ask Hashem help to become nothingness? Are you even willing to ask Hashem for help to have a desire to become nothingness? Yachid ge'eh lamcha p'nei Zofre Kedushatecha. Yud Gimalamet Bezayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu. Yodea Ta'alumo. Shintufav Tzadi Yuta. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. The 34th stop in the desert out of the 42 stops was leaving Kadesh and camping at Hor Hahar at the edge of the land of Edom. Hor Hahar is a double mountain, a mountain atop a mountain, like a small apple on top of a big apple. Aaron passed away and was buried on this double mountain. Despite the sorrow connected with Aaron's death, Aaron was remembered, mourned, and missed for his great love back between adversaries and between a husband and a wife that were having difficulties. A mountain symbolizes love, ahava. Like a powerful mountain rising into the heavens, love lifts us up and allows us to soar. Love is always yearning, reaching like a mountain to the skies. Aaron was buried appropriately in a place that reflected his essential nature, a double mountain. Not just love, but love on top of love. Ahava Rabba, great love. Aaron went out of his way beyond the letter of the law to cultivate love and engender harmony wherever he went. Aaron's love is the reason that in his merit the people were surrounded and protected by the clouds of glory through their difficult journey in the wilderness. These clouds are like a nurturing embrace of a mother clutching and enveloping her child with love and affection, protecting the child from all threats. After Aaron's passing, this love ceased and the clouds departed, only to return in the merit of Moses. With this protection gone, the Canaanite king of Arad felt that he can attack the vulnerable nation. Hor Hahar, then, in our personal life, is a journey of love, the effort to invest in loving another and bringing love into this divisive and aggressive world at the edge of the land of Edom, embracing all human beings regardless of background, the love that is often appreciated once it is absent, as it was after Aaron's death. When we realize what we are missing. However, in our life journey, we need not wait for loss to cherish and propagate love all around us. Unconditional love is the greatest defense and immunization against predators. At this point, following Aaron's death and the departure of the protective clouds, the Jews were swept by fear and retreated 8 journeys all the way back to Moserot until the Levites compelled them to return on track. In our lives, we will have setbacks. There will be times and journeys when we panic. Overtaken by fear, we regress. Despite our progress, we retreat and give up valuable ground that we worked hard at gaining. We must know that this too is part of life's true journeys. Never be discouraged. Even our retreats are challenges that can be converted into opportunities. which are part of the journey that helps thrust us forward. The next few journeys are the harshest ones. The people were worn out from wandering for so many years in a desolate wilderness. And as their journeys continue to mount, and witnessing the death of Aaron, they finally break down and feel deep estrangement from the divine hand. So too in our life's journey, as the years wear on, old age brings with it many maladies and the resulting resignation. After years of wandering in the wilderness of our lives, it's natural that the journey will take its toll. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu, kemo shekatata betorata huspartem lachem memacharan ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem eto omer atenufa sheva shabbatot temimo tehina bimacharan ha-shabbat hashvi tesefiru vamishem yom kidei sheyitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein Yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu, Elohe Avotenu, Shebizchut Sefirat HaOmer, Shesafarti Hayom, Yetukan Mashevagamti, Besefirat Yesod Shebehot. The foundation of appreciation. What character traits do we have that cause our foundation to resonate with appreciation? What character traits keep us from that resonating? V'et ha'er v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. Tonight is the 19th of Iyar, and the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Meir ben Baruch, known as the Maharam Miratenberg, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Ribbonow, Rabbi Pinchas Twersky of Pishemishel, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mordechai Soloveitchik of Lucerne, Rabbi Ezra Atia of Syria, Rabbi Moshe Kopschitz, tonight's class is the Parasha, the Zohar on the Parasha of Behar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When the Revealed Wisdom page opens up, scroll down to the matrix, and the first row, the right-hand column, will open up to a landing page of all of the parashiyot. Scroll down to Behar. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 9, which is where we will begin tonight after Elishem Yehu at Pasuk 58. Elishem Yehu Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bizilu Urshimud Hilu Urshimud Leachta Elishem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenehu Rabbi Chiya Yo V'Ribi Yosei Hawo V'Azlei Azlei B'Archa Pagu behahu tura, ashkachu tere gavre dahawo, azle ad chaki, kamu chad barnash, tehawa ate biamar, lon bematu minaiku, avuli mizona, Vita de Nachama Tihane Jiren Yomin Titchan Ina Bamadvera Vela Kalna Midish Tamit Chad Meinun Tire Gavre Via Peak Bazonea Tihu Ate lo retcha Yachiv leyach Yachil yashke leyach Amar leyach abreyach Mata abid min mezona Tehana didi Akal na amar leyach Umeale didach Anazil yativ gabeya Ahu miskena Adiakal koma Tehawa gabeya Wehahu nahama Deishtear yachav leya Leorcha v'yazaleya. The translation. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the way and chanced upon a mountain. They found two men walking, and at the same time, a man coming, who said to them, "Please, I pray you, give me a piece of bread, for I have been lost in the desert for 2 days and have had nothing to eat." One of the men went aside, took out the provision he brought with him for the way, and gave it to him. He fed him and he gave him drink. His companion said to him, "What shall you do when you need food? For as for me, I will eat my own and shall give you nothing." He said to him, "I do not rely upon your food." The poor man sat by him until he had eaten all that he had, and he gave the remaining bread to the poor man for the road, and he went away. My commentary. This is an introductory pasuk related to a very famous story from the Zohar, and it is clear as it is written. Pasuk 59. Amar Rabbi Chiya Yo La Ba'akut Shabarichu Demila Dai David Al Yadan Amar Rabbi Yosei Dilma Dina Itgazar Al Hahu Barnash Uva Akuchabarihu Lazam Na Kameya Hai Begin Lishazava Chezava Leya Adawo Azle La Ahahu Gabra Fiorcha Al Chabreya Vila Emena Lachtila Titin Dahama Leachara Marabi Shiayo Lirabi Yose Hamzona Gaban Nihavlea Leme Kola Marabi Yose Tive Leme Pak Inea Zaguta Nazit Nezil Benechame Deha Badai Bekach Ture Didatisa Demota Itachid Uva Kuchabarihu Bizamna Bekuta Begin Lishes Veya The translation. Rabbi Akiva said, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not wish it to be done by us. Rabbi Yossi said, perhaps there is an impending sentence upon that man. And the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to put this in his way in order to save him. While they were walking, the man became exhausted due to hunger. His companion said to him, did I not tell you not to give your bread to another? Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yossi, we have food with us, let us give him some to eat. Rabbi Yossi said, do you wish to take away his merit? Let us go and see, for surely death follows in his footsteps, meaning that the danger of death is following him. And the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes to prepare a merit for him in order to save him. The discussion between two students of Rabbi Shimon is describing a spiritual practice that, in my opinion, is a spiritual law. Pasuk 60. Ad hakid yativ ahu barnash benaim techot chad ilana v'chabreya itrechik mineya v'yativ b'derech achara amar rabbi yasei l'rabbi hiayo Ashta neitiv v'necheme Devai divadai kuchabarichu Ba'elemir chash Leya nisa kamu v'oriku Ad haki chamu chad tifsa V'shal hove taim Gabeya Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Vavi Yal Hahu Barnash Behashta Yamut Amar Rabbi Yosei Zaka Ahahu Da Barnash Dekud Shabarichu Yarchish Leya Nisa Ad haki nachat me'ilana chad v'chivya uva'al mikter le'ya Kam hahu sivsa ale'ya le'ya uptikter le'ya Kis tayer bereishia, sivsa v'azle azalea. the translation. Excuse me. Meanwhile, the man sat to sleep under a tree. His friend went further and sat in a different place. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Chiya, "Let us sit down and watch, for surely the Holy One, blessed be He, intends to perform a miracle by him." They stood up and they waited. While they were waiting, they saw a fiery rattlesnake standing by him. Rabbi Chiya said, "Woe unto that man, for he is about to die." Rabbi Yossi said, "This man is worthy of a miracle of the Holy One, blessed be He." A snake that then came down the tree with the intention of killing him. The rattlesnake attacked the snake and killed it. Then the rattlesnake turned his head and went on his way. My commentary is, the story is continuing, and this good pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 61. Amar Rabbi Yosei Wila Amena Lecha Dekudsha Berichu Ba'al Merchash Leya Nisa Wila Tipuk Zekuteya Mineya anhaki idarahu barnash lekam azilea achi dubeya rabbi shiayo with rabbi yosevi achavu leya lemekal batar diakal achvihu Leia Nisa Derachish Leia Kudshabarichu. The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, "Have I not told you that the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to perform a miracle for him, and you must not take away his merit, that he should not give him food? In the meanwhile, the man awoke from his sleep and rose to go. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi joined him and gave him food. After he ate, they told him of the miracle the Holy One, blessed be He, performed for him." By commentary, the story is now complete, and again the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 62. Patach Rabbi Yosei we amar betach v'ashem v'yasei ito shakan eretz urei emuna zaka'a ulakeya divar nashtia veito Midideya behaitar to bekuneset Yisrael Udma Bitstaka dekaditar Tzedaka huto kedenitar Begabe ki Viad ketiv Utstaka Tatsil mimavet memtet begin ditstaka ilana veletechaye uvitar alhahu ilana demotavenatil inundiachidan beya vishayzeiv Lone mean mota mangarim lehahu ilana de chaye vidar lechay haveye ma ahiyo tzedaka deyu avid Kiviakulu Avedlea Leela Kedao Se Tzedaka Bekol Et Wilha Itmar. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion and said, trust in Hashem and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy security. Also faith. Happy is the portion of he who does good using what is his, since he stirs good, which is Yesod, toward the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut. With what does he stir? With righteousness. With charity. Since when charity or righteousness is stirred, that good stirs towards the congregation of Israel. It is therefore written, but righteousness delivers from death. What is the reason for this? Because righteousness is the tree of life, Zeranpin. It is aroused against the tree of death to take those who are attached to it, and it saves them from death. Who causes the tree of life to be stirred to do that? One says, the charity that man does, it is as if he does it above, in causing Malchut to be united with the tree of life, as it is written, and do righteousness at all times. We have already explained this. My commentary. On the surface, this pasuk is clear as written. It does not answer all questions. Here are a few examples of questions to ask. What is the purpose of the other traveler in the story? What purpose do the statements serve? What is the purpose of those steamroads? Those statements made by the two students of Rabbi Shimon. We are at the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? This is the end of the class. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we will continue our study of Psalm 67. Saturday night, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Pikutei. And Sunday, we will have continuing a class at 10:30 a.m., continuing our class of preparation for the spring and summer holidays. And at 3 o'clock, Advanced Reincarnation. I wish you all a happy Memorial Day and a wonderful experience. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Good evening. Shalom.
Shalom.